This evening I'd like to talk about new beginnings. And this is what I was going to talk about this morning until God changed the plan. And there's my kids making all the noise. new beginnings. It's something that's very exciting. And I hope you guys are excited as well. But I don't know about you. Often excitement hides fear. excitement is a good thing, and we're excited, but then excitement comes with a little bit of fear, especially if you have a little bit of experience. You fear that there might be a shift, that there might be a change that you won't be able to handle, that standards, morals, goals, the love, the fellowship, that something, the magic mix that we've got at the moment, might disappear. These are things to be fearful of. Or we think that important things to us might be forgotten or lost. That things that are old might be done away with to make way for things that are new instead of building up the things that are old with things that are new. All throughout the scripture we actually have examples of that. Abraham built altars. And then Isaac went and rebuilt them. Jacob went and rebuilt them. Abraham dug wells. Isaac had to go and redig them over and over again. He took the old things and renewed them so that they were useful once again. That is what we are hoping for here, that this will be an increase and an expansion and a freshness, but not new for the sake of new. Things will change. We might even be afraid that there will just be so many little things that it'll be like a flood that carries us away and that we won't recognize ourselves or this place in a very short time. Fear comes with beginnings. I can remember when Sophia was born, my eldest, and the fear that I had going into the room with my wife and the birth is going on, and I was, you know, worried for my wife and worried for how things might go, but I was also a bit fearful, apprehensive about this new change. And for those of you who don't have children, you can't prepare. There's no way. You just have to have them and then learn. there's no way to prepare. But it was that fear, that unknown. It was change coming. I would like us to consider change and see what God thinks about it and how the changing of the guard can be a positive thing. And to do that, we are going to look at Joshua's life, because that is one of the greatest examples of change that we have. Moses was the leader, and he was an unquestioned leader. Because every time anyone questioned him or rebelled, they died. he was the unquestioned leader. And then Joshua was about to begin, and it just, yeah, he was probably afraid. So we're going to look in Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, and we'll begin reading in verse 6. I don't think we need to prolong this one at all. We can jump right into this because we're all familiar with the life of Joshua. Here we have God speaking to Joshua. That's pretty much the only introduction I need to put here. This is not Joshua's words. This is not Moses' words. This is God's words to Joshua. This was his direct message. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Let's have a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we do thank you that you are with us tonight. And dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would open our eyes that we might behold wondrous things out of thy law, that we would understand your word, and that we would be encouraged at what you have planned for us. In Jesus' name, amen. We have here Joshua being commanded by God. Now, did you notice something interesting in this passage? I only read the, four verses there. There's something that's repeated. And it's not repeated just the twice. There's three times that Jesus says, be strong and of a good courage. Three times that God says that to Joshua. That's a lot. You know, even when Jesus was telling Peter, feed my sheep, he repeated it three times, right? It's an important message. It's one that he wants to impact. So God is really emphasizing this to Joshua. Be strong and of a good courage, or very courageous. This makes it sound like Joshua was very afraid, doesn't it? Like if you were just reading this and you didn't know anything about Joshua's past, you might think Joshua was a timid man. He was in the background somewhere hiding. But that's not Joshua at all. He was a very bold man. In fact, he was very bold for God. And we have to turn now, and you can keep a bookmark in Joshua 1 if you like. We need to go back to Numbers chapter 14 to where Joshua was first introduced to us, so we can see the character of this man and maybe have a hint as to why God was repeating this message for him. Numbers chapter 14. And it just so happens that we're going to start on verse 6. This is after the people of Israel have sent out the spies, and the spies had gone out, and they had come back, they had given their report, and then the people of Israel had a night to think about their decision. And this is a good practice, as a side note. If you have a big decision to make, don't wait too long on it, but you better take some time. Consider before you step out. The people of Israel, though, went the wrong direction. They said, would to God we had died in the wilderness. Would to God that we could go back to Egypt. And in fact, they started making plans for how they were going to go back to Egypt. And then up stands two men. Verse 6. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of Jephthunah, which were of them that searched out the land, rent their clothes, and spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. We have here Joshua and Caleb standing up. Again, this is the first time that Joshua takes the lead. In all the other instances, Caleb stands up first and then Joshua follows. But in this instance, Joshua jumps up and begins to yell at the people of Israel. He was pretty hot. And he's like, this is a great place. We've got every reason to go into the land. He was not half-hearted in his appraisal of the land that they were going to. He calls it exceeding good there in verse 7. And then he gives the only reason why the people of Israel might be afraid. In verse 8, he says, if the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land. Basically, if the people of Israel were trusting in God, if they believed that God was the one who had led them to that point, then they should without fail go into the land, because God would be with them. God would deliver them, deliver that land to them. For some reason, the people of Israel did not think that God delighted in them. They did not think that God would give them this land. Sometimes I feel like I am just like the Israelites, and sometimes I feel like I cannot understand them. I don't know if you've ever had that experience. You're like, I don't understand. Why did they do that over and over again? Didn't they learn the first time? The people of Israel had not moved except God had moved first. Throughout the entire time of them leaving Egypt and coming, the cloud, the pillar of cloud, had gone before them during the day. And the cloud of fire had overshadowed them at night. They had not turned to the right hand or to the left unless God moved first. They should have known, God led us here. Not just here because this is the right place to be, but also because this is the right time to be here. They had God's promises from Mount Sinai already delivered to them. There was so many reasons to trust that God truly was with them. And yet they did not. They were afraid that God would abandon them halfway in or after a little bit. They were unwilling to obey. And in verse 9, you may have noticed the word rebel, not ye. Yep, that fits in with this morning's message. They were not willing to obey God. God had commanded them to go, and he had allowed them to search out or spy out the land first, but now they were unwilling to go. I want us, though, to zoom in here at the end of verse 9. Joshua's message sounds awfully familiar, doesn't it? He says, the Lord is with us, fear them not. Joshua's message is, God's with us, we don't need to be strong, don't need to be afraid. He's saying, put your big boy pants on, let's go. Don't be afraid. That's what God then later tells Joshua. This makes you wonder then, had Joshua lost his boldness? I don't think so. But I think God knew the kind of people that Joshua had to deal with. Over 1 million people, and they were very stubborn and very rebellious. For 40 years, they proved it. Everywhere they stopped, it was never good enough. Every time God told them to go forward, they grumbled and complained. Moses, their leader, even he got tempted and did wrong. Aaron and their religious leaders, they rebelled against Moses at different times. Like, it was just a continual rebellion against God for 40 years. And Joshua, through it all, was right by Moses' side. I want us to understand, Joshua was a young man at this point, but he was ahead, or he was recognized as a leader in his tribe. And yet here he is recognized as a leader for the whole nation. Didn't go the way he wanted it. It is only God's presence coming down that stopped him from dying right then. Joshua and Caleb were this close to dying. But then God showed up, and it scared the people enough that they didn't stone him. They were that set against God that they were willing to kill the messenger declaring God's love and protection to them. This can also be true of us as Christians. If we are giving the good news of the gospel, we would expect it's good news. You should be happy. But most people are not happy to hear the good news. especially if they have anything in their background that might be seen as sin. They don't want to be reminded of it. Or if they have some other religion that they have latched onto, they do not want to hear that God wants to save them, deliver them. They do not want to hear that God delights in us and is willing to be with us. And so they are swept away in fear and want to destroy us. And it is only God who can give us strength. If we go back to Joshua, this puts this message of God in a new light. Joshua starts out in the public eye, that is, in front of the whole nation. Fear not, God is with us. And now his message from God, God speaks in his ear and says, be strong, be of good courage. I think, and this is my thinking, not necessarily God here, I can't prove it, but I think Joshua was still just as bold as he had ever been. God was playing to Joshua's strength. He was saying, you've proven yourself to have no fear and to stand up in front of this rebellious people for 40 years. Keep going. Let's magnify that strength that you have. But again, that's only my theory on this, only because I do not see him ever running from a battle all the way through the 40 years of the wilderness wandering. But we have here God pounding this into his ears. Be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and very courageous. Be strong. Be strong. God wants us to fear not. He wants us to go forth with strength. It's a new beginning for the people of Israel. It's a new beginning for Joshua. And he is being encouraged to fear not. Each one of us might have reasons to fear. Maybe it's a new job. Or it's a new relationship that you've started up. Or you've met a new person and they're a good friend to you. And you can, play table tennis with them or whatever. And you might be afraid to speak of God, to declare how we can delight in God and that God will be with us. And God's encouragement to us is at this beginning time, be strong and very courageous. It doesn't just apply to me up here because this is the first time I'm the pastor at the church, not the assistant pastor, or the second man, as we heard in Sunday school. This is for each one of us. We are to be strong and very courageous in following God's will for us. Notice what he is to be strong and courageous about. First, in verse 6, is described the task that Joshua would have in dividing out the land. This was part of what God had promised the people of Israel would occur when they got into the land. And there was already some instruction on how this was to happen. But it was going to be a very difficult process. Dividing out the land evenly. All of us have experienced sharing with our brothers and sisters or with our children something, and you cut the sandwich in half and you hand the two halves and then one half is just slightly bigger and oh, such a fight will break out. It's hard to divide things up properly. And so Joshua could rightly be afraid that he might divide up the land the wrong way and end up in strife. But God says, just obey. Do what I've told you to do. And then in verse 7, he tells Joshua to observe all the law. That's a pretty big order, isn't it? You might think, oh, it takes holiness or it takes, you just have to be really, really good in order to keep the whole law and to walk according to the law. But here God is saying, Joshua, all you need to do is be strong and very courageous. Because it's going to take courage to obey the law. That's right. We saw this morning how the law calls for some things that are very hard to do. Joshua had to obey the law and carry out things that probably he didn't want to do. Achan was stoned to death for disobedience to God not very long after this. And Joshua had to have the courage and boldness to say, "We will obey God. Achan, your life is forfeit." It would not have been an easy sentence to carry out. Be strong. Observe all that has been commanded. We get a few more details there in verse 7 about not turning to the right hand or to the left, that thou may prosper whithersoever thou goest. There is a promise added to this. It is not just be strong and keep the law and, you know, that's all that's required of you, but there's a promise added that there would be a prospering. All of us want to prosper. We want each other to prosper. At least I hope you do. Maybe you've got someone here you don't want to prosper. But no, we all hope that everyone in this room will prosper. There's only one way for it to happen. There's only one way, and that is following the commandment of God. Hard work is included. You have to be courageous in it, but you need to follow God's law. Don't depart from it. We do have then in verse 8 that beautiful statement about how we know God's law, about how the book of the law, not departing out of our mouth, and then at the end of it, having good success. That's the kind of success I want, good success. None of this half-hearted success. We want good success, success that lasts. And then God repeats himself in verse 9. Have not I commanded thee? As if Joshua would have forgotten what had been said three sentences before, mere minutes earlier, or what he himself had said 40 years ago. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, for the Lord thy God is with thee. This is what Joshua said. God is with us. Let's go into the land. And now God is saying, I am with you. Whithersoever you go my way, and I'll be right there beside you every step. This is what God commanded Joshua. Joshua then went on to encourage in the rest of that chapter, and you can read that yourselves, how Joshua encourages the people. That this is the land God's brought us to. We can go in, we can conquer, because God is with us. And he ends it, though, with, in verse 18, he doesn't end, that the people end by saying, whosoever does not do this and rebels against thy commandment and will not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of a good courage. I don't know if the people of Israel had heard what God had whispered in Joshua's ear, whether it was a public thing or whether it was something that he had mentioned, but here the people repeat that same word back. Only be strong and of a good courage. They were willing to follow Joshua because he was proven, and they said, you keep being strong and courageous and we will follow you. I would like to say that I'm a strong and courageous man. Probably not. But I intend to be strong and of good courage in following God, and I hope that you are intending to follow with me, that we reach out in this area. We do it at youth group. We have lots of people who don't come to Sunday services. We have lots of people who come. And I've heard of different outreaches that are going on all the time. And many of you speak of God at work and to friends. It is good. Let us be strong and courageous. Let us go forward, not looking back at where we've come from, because God is with us if we will walk in his way. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then do you have a song before Lord's Table message? I can't remember what we did last time, and I'm a bit foggy still from all the traveling, so we'll have a word of prayer, and then we'll have a song. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you are encouraging us, that in the excitement of new beginnings, that we can trust in you because you are with us, and that we must continue to be courageous in our following of you, and that you will take care of the rest. Lord, we ask that you would be with us during this time to come, that our hearts would be knit together, and that our hearts would be knit with you. Amen.